This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We'll be looking at a very interesting subject tonight, and I'd like your heart to be open. It's captioned, Unveiling the Access to Hidden Riches of Secret Places. Unveiling the Access to Hidden Secrets of Secret Places. Isaiah 45 and verse 1 to 3. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I've holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings. I will open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I'll go before him and make the crooked path straight, crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, the barriers on his path, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. So God has deposits of hidden riches in secret places that you can't put your finger on. I want wine. Fill the water pots with water. That's secret. And so what? Watch. They gave it to the chair of the occasion. What sweet wine is this? Hidden secret. Hidden riches of secret places. They don't seem to match. But it's in there. Hidden riches of secret places. Now it went down to say how much those riches are. He shall build me a city. He will build me a city. So it's not riches that has one plot of land somewhere. He will build me cities. Verse 13 of it. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let go my captives, not for price, not for the world, said the Lord. It's not cheating on nobody. It's not making merchandise of nobody. He will let go my captives without price or reward. He has access to the hidden riches in secret places. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, we are anointed to serve, not to sit. How God anointed Jesus with his Holy Ghost and power, he went about serving the purpose for his coming. You shall receive power that the Holy Ghost come from you, and you shall be witnesses of me. So doth said the Lord to Cyrus, my servant, who have anointed to serve my interest. No barrier will survive in your front. I will break in pieces the bars of iron, cut in sunder the gates of brass. I'll surprise you with my fortune. I'd like us to listen very well, because many people have turned giving to merchandise. You better listen. I already signed up to make him my reason for living, because he showed me the secret of wealth. Sir, there were 6 years apart. 76, 82. It is our positioning with Christ that determines our access to the hidden secrets of hidden riches of secret places. This is not game. It's not POS. Serving God and the interests of his kingdom as a priority for living is the covenant gateway to the hidden riches of secret places. You are not set for God. You are just using God for two giving. You are using God to multiply your Torah and turn it to CC. We have left all and we have followed to serve you. What shall we have then? There's no money there. He called 12 and he sent them forth to preach, to go on his mission. And Peter said, wait a minute, we have left all and followed. What shall we have? He said, 100-fold, 10,000%. Giving without serving God is playing games. Giving to advance his cause is what makes giving most profitable. Most profitable. Most profitable. Most profitable. A heart for God is the mystery behind the access to hidden secrets of secret places. Before I had the first bank account I desired in my heart, if you ever bless me, I want to be part of building you churches. I didn't have a bank account. I wasn't called to minister, sir. My son, give me your heart and watch the wonders I'll be doing in your life. That's where the mystery is. Please listen, I will stop at any time. Giving is a compliment. It's a compliment. The young lion may suffer want and hunger, but they that hunger and pant after God shall not want any good thing. You don't have to be rich to prosper. Just give your heart to Jesus. He will prosper you supernaturally. Serve his interest with all intent and purpose. You don't have to be a pastor. I am an evangelist. You don't have to. Enopian Ketanora, the senior, get back home and make my people rich. That's the mandate he gave me. I'm back home. Listen to what he sent me to you. Are you out to advance his cause or your cause? You can't make him the priority for your living and withhold anything from him. He has your life. Your life is your most precious asset. If your life can be submitted to him, there is nothing about you that you have or you may have that will hold anything from him. When I signed that pact, I said, he must be Lord of all or not Lord at all. Discipleship demands renunciation. We need to get to that point because hard times are coming. But then shall thou return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Behold, the day cometh that shall burn like an oven. All the proud. I used to tell them, before many of them were born, I've been in this thing. So you're coming late. You are still learning, you are a puppy. I've been in it, I know what it means. From 1976, I knew I was working to fortune. There was no guesswork. I knew I was working practically into fortune. When he says, seek ye first my kingdom and his righteousness, and all these others are dying to get. They are dying. They are running temperature. They shall be added to you. I was 22 when I signed that pact. The compliment came in 82. It's the compliment. It's a compliment. Have I been out on a prayer adventure? God, give me money. God, give it. Not once. Why am I not in luck? I've located access to the riches of secret places. He told them when he sent them home, don't carry purse, don't carry script, don't carry money. And he said, when I sent you without purse or script or money, lack you anything, they said nothing. So I didn't bring a dime to ministry. You see, people are worshiping money now. Money. Giving becomes a delight when your heart is out after God. See, the effect of the giving is your own reward. You see, the effect gladdens your heart. Somebody should listen. Amen. Here, and we call it strong man's gospel. It's strong man's gospel. But something is turning because God is going to distinguish between those who are serving him and those who are not serving him, and that is you. Amen. Sir, those mocking you today will bow at your feet. The day is coming, and the day is just here, when the world will be completely out of touch with solution. For those who serve the Lord will be shining. And that's you. That's you. That's you. In the name of Jesus. Serving God brings a believer into favor with God against all odds. Brings into favor with God against all odds. Israel is my son and my firstborn, and let my son go that he may serve me. If you don't let him go, I will kill your son, because I must free my son. And he brought them forth out also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. As soon as they turned their heart after God, He brought them out of captivity and lavished them with fortune. That's what God is talking about. I will give you favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Massive wealth transfer. When the heart of men, they turn back to source. Psalm 37 verse 25, the word says, Psalm 35 verse 27, let them shout for joy that favors righteous cause, that favors my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified that has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. 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 God takes natural pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. You shall not be barren nor cast young in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. It's an unmatchable package. There is no organization, blue chip company or corporation that can make that offer to any employee, management or directorate. There is no company that has a package to take similar away from you to feed the number of your days. Serving God has that extraordinary package that has no match on the earth. Hear this. No one here will die young. That includes your family. No one dies young in your household. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, when Israel was going out of Egypt, they said, you will not go with your cattle, with your sheep. They said, we are going with everything. Where shall we serve God? And offer sacrifice away without our resources. Exodus 10, 24 to 26. And 29 said, even you will give us what we will add to making sacrifice to God. And that happened. You can't serve God with your being and not serve with your means. You can't serve God with your being and not serve him with your means. You cannot serve God with your being and not serve him with your means. My son, give me your heart, and your eyes will naturally, delightsomely keep observing my ways. You can't give me your heart and hide your means. Somebody's soul is changing. Can I tell you this? I've been in prosperity when I came to ministry. You may not see it physically. I have found it in the realm of the spirit. I've been shouting it. Somebody's blessed. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Every notable servant of God in scripture lived in fortune. Abraham, my servant, he became an emperor, had an army to himself. Have you considered my servant Job? He became the greatest of all men in the East. My servant, my servant, my servant. My servant, my servant. Until you get identified as a servant, you have a long way to go. We are having some time, great time today at the Minister Summit. And I said, you know what? We pastors are ordained as servants of the church, not lords. Something is breaking forth in your life. Without a taste for serving God, you are not a candidate for this fortune. But something is turning tonight. Sir, nobody is benefiting from your serving God but you. Whether we serve him or not, it's God. It will never be less than God. If we all turn our back tonight, it's still God. It's God by himself. It requires nobody's vote. So serving him advances me, not him. He's the most high. There's nowhere to go anymore. He's the most high. Higher than the highest. For everyone who will sign up tonight, a change that will never end has come to your life. Our core assets to this riches in secret places is a genuine heart for God and for the interest of his kingdom. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, the time to favor has come. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. For thy servant taketh pleasure in the stones of Zion, and favor the dust thereof. Therefore the heathens shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth thy glory. Fearful favor comes through by taking pleasure, taking genuine pleasure, not eye service pleasure, genuine pleasure in advancing the cause of Jesus. Genuine pleasure. It qualifies us access to the realm of fearful favor. And nothing flies like favor. Therefore, genuine commitment to serving God and the interest of his kingdom is what secures and sustains access into a world of financial fortune. It secures and sustains access. The access remain open-ended as long as you stay with that covenant. The fortune keeps flowing. You must never see yourself as a sponsor of God. It's a risk. It's a risk. Pastors, don't make anybody pose as a sponsor. You have lost your ministry. No. Pride will get into him and will destroy him. No. Don't destroy anybody. Don't pose as a sponsor, pastor. Don't pose. I give. From where? From what he gave you. What have we that we have not received? That should humble anybody, no matter your height. Did you ever see someone anywhere in the scripture where God said, thank you? You see that before? When you obey him, he blesses you. Simple blessing. You are running to blessings. You are running to blessings. You are running to blessings.
You are running to blessings. Now watch.
The bigger your kingdom dream, the larger your coast of fortune. The bigger your kingdom dream, the larger your coast of fortune. The bigger your kingdom dream. He said, it was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house to the Lord. And God said, thou do it well, because it was in thy heart. It was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house unto the Lord. 1 Kings 8, 17 and 18. And God said, thou do it well. Not in your hand, but in your heart. If it's in your heart, God will put it in your hand. It must be in your heart first. So I'm not surprised that he blesses me. I find out what makes him to bless me. And I push myself for it. Thou shalt serve the Lord and he shall bless. And when God blesses, who can curse? How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? I have received a commandment to bless and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Numbers 20, verse 8. When God blesses, forget about witches. Forget about the cultic nonsense. Forget about the cultic nonsense. You think they like me? You can't do anything about it. Forget about it. Serving God in truth make me fear you. But I know that. While you are on this mission, he goes with you. Can a wolf challenge someone with a lion guiding him? Where is he coming from? He said, I will put your fear upon all nations. You commit to serving God. The world dreads you. The world fears you. You are free. I declare you free from all fears. He sent them to go to the places where he himself will come. So he doesn't send you to leave you behind. I mean, to leave you alone. He comes along with you. And God be for us. Who can be against us? Somebody just free now. So find a place in your heart for God. Sir, go and find a place in your heart for God. Start dreaming kingdom dreams. It will lead to a boom. Stop dreaming kingdom dreams. It will lead to a boom. Start dreaming kingdom dreams. Now what? I've never begged since he called me. I've never called anybody by style to have a need met. Sir, I've not shared a need with nobody. You better wake up. He that reapeth receiveth wages. So God has a payroll. The payroll has all the pass on it. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. The anger of the wicked has nothing to do with it. Lift up now your eyes and look to the field, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages as he gathers fruits unto life eternal. Somebody was here with 100 naira into a new year. She came down from Europe with her two sons. There was no way forward. She found a place in an uncompleted building without toilet. They kept praying, kingdom advancement prayers. You say, go to school. Go to school is over. And Jesus stepped in.
well-furnished apartment with a car to match, all like a dream of the night. God saw him in secret, and rewarded her openly. You get involved in serving God on the altar of prayer, not bread and butter. What he sees, you doing that in secret, he rewards you openly. This is one secret that will bail us out of troubles. They enter into covenant to seek the Lord God with their fathers, with all their heart, and with the whole of their desire. It was their dream to keep serving God. The whole of their desire. You have somebody that wants your desire. He has plenty. You won't see God mentioned in all desires. Need a house in UK, another house in Dubai, another house in Benin Republic, another house. Where are you going? Where is God? He's not there. There's a church in the church that he belongs to that needs a parcel of land in his village. He has two plots, but you can't take it. That's his blood. He will never give it. He would rather die than give it. Is that life? Is it not time to go to your pastor and say, look, I need a church in my village. I don't want them to live in darkness forever. And I've secured land for it. You are already just dreaming. You have only money for the land. How much is there land in the village? Before you finish doing that, the money comes to build. Your dream for him keeps enlarging your coast. That's the way it works. God's financial fortune for the end time belongs to kingdom advancement dreamers. He can only entrust his resources in the hands of those who will serve his purpose. And through prosperity, my kingdom be spread abroad. So when you are committed to advancing that kingdom, he keeps channeling his blessings through you. Somebody's soul is changing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know something? Tonight marks the end of your restlessness. He gave them rest. Run about. Rest at home. Rest over children. Rest over your head. Run about. There is no such package under heaven. Other than with your Father. Your Heavenly Father is also my Heavenly Father. They entered into a covenant to serve him with all their heart and with the whole of their desire. And Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they have done it with all their heart and with the whole of their desire. And God, in response, gave them rest and about. For 20 years, there was no war. War was suspended. Peace on our hands. You are the next in line to step into that realm. The realm of all-round rest. That's your new realm from Shiloh 2024. All-round rest. All-round rest. All-round rest. All-round rest. All-round rest. As we engage in faithful and tireless kingdom advancement stewardship, we commit God to meet all our needs according to his riches in glory of the economy of this earth. According to his riches in glory, what's happening here has no impact. According to his riches in glory, God who fed Israel twice a day for 40 years, bread in the morning, flesh in the evening, according to his riches in glory. God who preserved them without anyone falling sick or weak, 40 years, according to his riches in glory. God who covered them with glory
against all assaults of wildlife, 40 years, according to his riches in glory. Not according to the economy here that's up and down tomorrow, according to his riches in glory. When you engage, not in a once and for all engagement, but once and again, once and again, once and again, once and again, once and again. It connects you and I to divine supplies from the riches of his glory. Philippians 4, 15 to 19. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please note, financial fortune in the kingdom is entrusted. Is entrusted to them that God can trust to use it for his purpose. Luke 16, verse 11. If you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust, the true riches, is committed to the believer's trust. Can you be trusted to remain open to advancing the kingdom no matter where he leads you to, no matter what level you rise up to? I refuse to be called a philanthropist. I'm a covenant practitioner. I'm not looking for what to get. I'm looking for who to bless. And by so doing, you don't lack blessings. Hallelujah. Your life will never lack blessings. God has no need. So don't pose as if you don't do the, I will go free. You won't feel nothing. What have you, what have I, that we have not received? If you have received, are we posing as if we made it? No. Stop using the word God is depending on you. It's a wrong word. It will block your access. Remove your offering from your church, what it means. Nobody knows. What's your problem? As I entered that covenant, September 12, 1976, my life entered into rest. Amen. Storm. That's what they call rest. Challenges raging, you are at rest. The future is so real to you that your flesh is so real to you. In the precious name of Jesus, every disconnect between you and God is settled tonight. Without anybody saying thank you, your life will keep going forward. As God sees your genuine engagement in secret, he will keep rewarding you openly. Can I hear your loudest amen? To be rich in this world and not be rich towards God is a risk. It terminated the life of the rich fool. I'll beat big bands and put down this one and enlarge it. Is a thou fool. Tonight there is so demanded from you. And so is everyone who's rich in this world, but is not rich towards God. Verse 21. It's not rich towards God. May you receive grace today that the greater riches you access, the greater dream you will have for Jesus. In those days, one of my studies, I discovered one of those great Americans who one time gave $140 million at a go to the education fund of his church. $140 million. If God gives you $1 billion, will you try that? No. You want to build one hotel. You want to buy a yacht. You don't know where you're going. Life. Sense of value. Sense of value. Sense of value. Somebody asked me one time, he said, do you like this ring? I said, God forbid. We were in one hotel in Canada. I said, this price will be 10 churches. So I will not put it in my finger. I'll be wearing 10 churches. No, sense of value. He said, he likes it. I said, hey. If you put it in my finger, I will throw it away. God forbid, what am I doing for? Amen. A time is coming when the whole of you is after God. Where you think God in the morning, God in the afternoon, God in the night. You are getting there. You are getting there. Can I tell you my story? At 19, I had a relief teaching job where I would spend 72 days. I got there and said, is there any church there? They said, no. I said, not even Catholic. Not to berate Catholic, but they were everywhere. How would they not be in this village? I knelt down. I said, Jesus, I mustn't leave this village without your name planted here. Are you called to ministry? No. A heart for God. He saw a church planted. By the 40th day, we had moved to our own building, his thatch roof. My God. I was living, they gave me a lantern that opened up my destiny. The light was brought to our village, let it shine around the world. Did you see them tonight? My pursuit after God gave me the lantern. The lantern is to shine around the world. And today we're in 146 nations. And they are. A heart after God will bring you into fortune. Please, a heart for God will bring anybody into fortune. So you don't need money to win his favor. You need a heart. You need a heart to win his favor. If God was looking for who has money, he won't find me. No. If I give you 5 naira in those days, you will celebrate, you will give testimony. Again, I say, no, I can't give you 5 naira. If I give you 5 naira, it's out. It's a sacrifice. Sacrifice. You don't use money to win his favor. Engage your heart with him. And for the interest of his kingdom, he will shower you fearful favor. And as he blesses you, you won't have any stress promoting his kingdom because your blessing is from him total. Somebody's blessed.
Amen.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery. How did the water turn to wine? Ask the wine. Ask the wine. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. And don't ever think that until you're a pastor, you are not to serve. No. He spoke to the whole of Israel, thou shalt serve, and God shall bless. Thou shalt serve, and God shall bless. Thou shalt serve, and God shall bless. Those who are not serving became pastors, they will still suffer. It is serving God that gives you a place in God's heart. Can I hear your amen? Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. You are that one, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. This is the key to God's agenda for your life and my life. Now let's hear what God says.
this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached among all nations, and then shall the end come. That's okay. It said, through prosperity shall my city be spread abroad. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. That's okay. But it's not depending on you and me. Chapter 2, it says, of a guy, the silver and the gold to make it happen, they are with me. I'm only looking for trusted channels to pass them through. They are with me. May you be one of the channels that God can entrust heavenly riches through him. By being faithful today at your level. Be faithful today. You are faithful over a little, you will set over much. You faithful over much, you set over much more. You faithful over much more, more, more. To several powers. By being faithful where you are today, it takes to the next level. Well done, that good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over few things. Now, have authority over 10 cities. Then he went away again. Maybe when he comes back, you have been faithful again. Now, have authority over one nation. Then he comes back again. Have authority over 10 nations. Comes again. Have authority over one continent. He marks our faithfulness to determine our placement. God marks our faithfulness to determine our placement. Our placement. The good news tonight is this. Anyone who will engage the wisdom of access to the hidden riches of secret places by Shiloh 2024. We are not sharing a testimony, you are a testimonial. People will be talking, have you seen, have you heard? Do you know what is happening? Can you hear what is happening? See what is happening? Come on here, come on here. You will, that is, God will turn many into testimony by the quality of our engagement in kingdom advancement stewardship. Among the mysteries of stardom in the kingdom is undying passion for souls. He that winneth souls is wise. And the wise shall inherit glory. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament and as the stars forever and ever as they turn men to righteousness. Proverbs 11:30, Proverbs 3:35, Daniel 12:3. A tireless engagement in soul winning brings the star in a believer out. Nature is not about church growth, it's about kingdom growth. Church will grow to preserve them, but kingdom growth. I've gone to the street a number of times and then somebody got saved and lived in Niger State. He went to report himself in church that he got saved. He met me at the toll gate. Amen. He became a fervent member of the church. His kingdom enlightenment. Somebody said, I came here from Atlanta. Life. You are not doing anything for self, but for his sake. That way your life keeps opening up and opening up and opening up. They are going places. Amen. The good news is nobody returns next year at the same level. Amen. So it is wisdom to engage in kingdom advancement endeavors, both in prayers and soul winning, in ensuring establishment of souls. It keeps wiping away our shame. Let us therefore go outside the gate, bearing his reproach, so he can roll away our reproach. Let's go outside the gate, bear his reproach so he can roll away our reproach. One of the daughters of Abraham came back down from the U.S. They couldn't do anything anymore about mouth cancer. He carried that mouth cancer to town. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. In the night, Jesus appeared. Ask her, open your mouth. Woke up in the morning. Woke up in the morning free. Life. Let us go outside the gate, bearing his reproach. So he can roll away our reproach. Somebody went out, they said, if your God is so good, why is he not giving you children? He said, went back there again. The following Sunday. That was it. Within 7 weeks, he became pregnant. God rolls away reproach and go out bearing his reproach. Your story is changing. Your story is changing. Your story is changing. I always tell people who say they are waiting for a job, I say, let Jesus engage you and no employer will reject you. Let Jesus engage you genuinely, serving his purpose genuinely. Ah. He said, you shall not lack any good thing. So he steps in. Somebody was going out, and the Lord said to him, branch in that office. He ran there, and the door was waiting for him. He was out on the field, witnessing. Met faith. Somebody went out, witnessing, and they said, the lady was depressed. Said, are you married? He said, no, I know my God will do my own tomorrow. We had a miracle marriage service. The two of them came. Guess what happened? That Sunday, the same Sunday of that service, the one who brought another one got a testimony. The money that followed, the one he brought, got a testimony. He rose away reproaches. When we go out bearing his reproach. Somebody should have changed. Can any man roll that reproach away? No, only God. Every generational curse hanging over anyone's life, as you sign up for this, I declare you an overcomer. Every hatred and bitterness of the wicked targeted at you, they return back to their heads. I found David, my servant. He was overblessed. Every servant of God enjoys divine fortune. You will. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, let's look at a few of rewards that accompany fruitful kingdom advancement stewardship. When I say fruitful, I gave you one and you made 10 out of it. Have the authority over 10 cities. Not just engagement. Fruitful engagement. Fruitful engagement. Fruitful engagement. I've been going out. It's not going out. What are you coming back with? I've been praying and praying. Where is the effect of your prayer? Can you imagine every member of a church who will pray earnestly for every service? What will be happening? Lord Jesus, in tomorrow's service, show yourself. Let your word flow with power. Meet the needs of everyone in attendance. Save every unsaved soul that will come. Jesus, establish them by your word. If every member of a church will pray that prayer before any service, imagine the wonder that will be breaking forth. But people come and they say, what's happening today? It's not a part of anything going on. Not you anymore. Not you anymore. Not you anymore. What are the blessings that accompany fruitful kingdom advancement stewardship? One, it gets you on God's payroll that addresses your needs, both the one you know and the one you don't know. Go to the vineyard and walk. Whatever you are due will be paid you. The cry of the laborers that reap your harvest field has entered the ears of the God of Sabbath. So God is against withholding the reaper's wages. James chapter 5 verse 4. So when you engage in reaping the harvest, God is committed by covenant to your wages. That goes to establish John 4, 35 and 36. He that reapeth receiveth wages as he gathers fruits unto life eternal. You can't walk in lack being on God's law, on God's payroll. The days of lack are over in your life. It secures supernatural favor, like already mentioned. Three, it engenders supernatural breakthroughs. Peter gave his boat to Jesus, and that was it. The end result, a boat sinking, a net breaking, boat sinking, dimension of breakthrough. That made Peter say, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Never known order or breakthrough. That will be your portion. 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 The never same kind of breakthrough will start manifesting in your life. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, doesn't enter the heart of any man what God has in store for them that love him. He said to Peter, do you love me? Go after my lamb. Do you love me? Go after my sheep. It's a capital proof of our love for God by loving what he loves. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Breakthrough is on your path. He guarantees supernatural supplies. When I sent without post or script on my mission, lack anything, nothing. The days of lack are over. The days of lack in your life are over. Number five, it engenders protection against all the powers of the enemy. They return and say, even devils who are subject to us in your name. Verse 17 of John, of Luke chapter 10. Jesus said, just because of this, because of your name is written in the book of life. And I give to you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Serving God and the Israel's kingdom disarms your enemy. It keeps them at bay. You're a danger spot. We know we have God, though, but the whole world lives in darkness, wickedness. As you serve God, he protects you against the arrows of the enemy. Number six, he secures health and vitality. It's commonly said, health is wealth. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes away. But every branch that bears fruit, he purges or keeps fit, so you can keep bearing more fruits. God is committed to the healthy living of his servant. Tonight, I curse every assault of sickness in anyone's life. A faithful ambassador is ordained for healthy living. Your hair shall no more fail. Your hair shall no more fail. Your head shall no more fail. The last assault on your head you had is the last you ever know. thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless. And I will take sickness away from your body. So I decree that every form of sickness or disease disappears from your body tonight. Number 7, it empowers us to command the supernatural. They went forth and preached everywhere, and God also working with them, confirming the world with signs following. Signs and wonders are the natural command of every kingdom advancement steward. You're serving his interest by bringing you to the kingdom. He puts in your hand the command of the supernatural. Don't just go out. Go out and proclaim liberty to the captives. Proclaim liberty to the captives. Somebody gave birth and the sole of her feet could not be flat on the ground anymore. And was going out to a native doctor and met me at one corner ministering the gospel and waited. Jesus turned that feet without anybody knowing. He turned the feet back. A shout. Don't just go preach, go proclaim liberty. I was in the midst of bad boys smoking all kinds of nonsense. And I called them. The whole place was smelling. Come, would you want us children to be like this? He said, no. Why are you like this? I don't know. I said, I know. Satan banned you and he sent me to lose you. We are on a mission to set free the captives, open the eyes of the blind, and make the lame to walk. So go with the confidence that you are sent. Every believer is on a great commission mandate. Every believer. Someone met my wife on an outreach and said he was one heavy guy in town, in charge of all kinds of troubles, gang. Then he came across us in one of the outreaches and said, I'm an evangelist. He's now an evangelist. He's now an evangelist. Don't be a sedan pastor. No church grows without a people on the go. Every growing church is a praying church. And every growing church must remain a praying church to keep growing. You stop the prayers, you stop the growth. You stop the going out, you stall the growth. Every ministry represented in this Shiloh will go on fire. There shall be revival in every ministry that no devil from here can stop. You will impact that city, impact that state, impact that country, impact that continent in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Serving God and the interest of his kingdom engenders express answer to prayers. Express answer to prayers. Express. You have not chosen me, or I have chosen you. I should go and bring forth fruits. Your fruit should abide. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Express. answer to prayers. By a commitment to fruitful and tireless kingdom advancing endeavors. And finally, it secures a good old age. It secures what? A good old age. It secures a good old age. Why? The laborers are few. So it's committed to keeping, to keep going the few laborers that are there. As you stay on duty, you prolong your days. The number of your days, I will fulfill. It's not the devil. It's not circumstance. I am committed to fulfill the number of your days. I say, what number? With long life will I satisfy you. So tell me when you are satisfied. Come on now. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. So, what number are you numbering? Number it to me. I will satisfy you with it. The number of your days that you number, I will satisfy. Moses said, God said, 120 shall be our years. And David numbered his own as 70. Say, 70 years are our days. And God said, you are satisfied at 70, you're welcome. So you number it. So I'm not going anywhere. And I won't tell you my number. I've numbered my number. So number your number. Number your number. So there is no arm bandit from here that can take it away. I've number your number. Would you?
Yes, sir.
Can you do that where you are sitting now if you are not afraid? Number your number.
Yes, sir.
How long are you hanging around here? Now, don't tell me. Just tell yourself. Tell yourself. With long life will I satisfy you and show you what? And I'm waiting for you to number the number of your satisfaction. Number for me the number of your satisfaction. I will satisfy you according to your number. According to your number. Somebody's looking at me. I'm not the one who wrote the Bible. Am I the one?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now I conclude. He that walks with the wise. Being on the go for Jesus makes you a companion of Christ. God was walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God. Everyone genuinely committed to saying so saved is in the companionship of Christ that entitles him to getting wiser by the day, wiser by the day, wiser by the day, wiser by the day. I spent plenty of time to program advancement. I commit myself to be the example of the strategy. And I carry myself to be on the go to secure my companionship with Christ and get wiser by so doing. That's why you say some things on the field. You wonder, is it coming from you? No, you are in the company of the wise. You are wiser. It gives utterance. It gives insight. I was on the field. You know what happened? He said, daily in the temple and in every house, that's where the trigger for massive celebration came from. Daily and in every house. I can still remember the junction where I was. I've just left one place, moving to another. He opens new chapters as you keep company with him. It will have impact on your business. impact on your career, impact on all that you do. Being in the company of Christ makes a difference. When they saw them, they took knowledge of them that they have been in the company of Jesus. The boldness, a function of the wisdom, came forth. Please jealously value your companionship with Christ by actively engaging in kingdom advantage and devils, and you get wiser by the day. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. Welcome to your era of fortune. Welcome to your era of fortune. Welcome to your season of all and rest. Welcome to your season of new beginnings. The days of struggles are declared over. Your long awaited day of rest has finally come. Grace to sustain your place in the covenant of kingdom and advanced stewardship, receive it now. After 20 years, King Asa came out of that covenant and trouble began. Grace to stay on till the end, receive it now. The all-round rest will never end until we step out of it. So stay with it. Stay with it. All-round rest is a reality. I've never had a sleepless night over this ministry. All-round rest is a reality. All-round rest is a reality. All-round rest is a reality. Your days of all-round rest are finally here. So when God lifts you, no devil can bring you down. When God promotes you, no devil can demote you. When God blesses you, no wicked force can unbless you. He said, I will bless them that bless you, and him that causes you what? And thou shalt serve, and God shall bless. So when you curse anyone serving God and the angel of his kingdom, the curse returns back on your head. God returns the curse without letting the individual know. He returns the curse on your behalf. He said, you curse him, I curse you back. Amen. You are safe. It's not enough to be saved, it's enough to live safe. Doing the will of God keeps you safe. Advancing his kingdom keeps you safe. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, for anyone who genuinely renewed that covenant tonight, your days of laughter are here. Not with eye service, oh, as men please us, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Not for pastor to see me. Tonight is a rescue night. All you will ever need is in it. All I will ever need is in it. All you will ever need is in it. All I will ever need is in it. He said, all these things that others are dying to get shall be added to you by seeking first. Not seeking. Seeking first. A priority. Seeking first. Seeking first. The kingdom of God. Righteousness. All these things that others are dying to get. Okay. They shall be added to you. Welcome to your days of supernatural addition. Give the Lord a bigger hand again. Amen. Now, all across the nations of the world, you had what the kingdom offers. But it takes becoming a member of that household of God to secure a place for yourself in it. You are here tonight. You want to give your life to Jesus, become a child of the Most High God, and a member of God's own family. I'd like to pray with you. Someone was saved, but they walked away. Jesus brought you tonight. He wants to reconnect you back home to himself. Wherever you may be around the nations of the world tonight, Jesus, save my soul. Jesus, I'm rededicating my life to you. I want to experience the reality of this kingdom booty. I want to know what it means in my life. And much more importantly, I want to secure a place for myself in eternity. And I can't make it without Jesus in my heart. Tonight, all around the world, you want to give your life to Christ, stand to your feet. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus, stand to your feet. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus, stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Many inside and outside. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. All around the nations of the world, stand to your feet. Now, apart from here at the Faith Tabernacle, across the nations, please make your way straight to the front of the altar right now where you are. Please, on your way to the altar, not here in the Faith Tabernacle, stay where you are. We pray for you right there. God bless you. Church, keep clapping. Keep clapping. And keep clapping. And keep clapping. And keep clapping. And keep clapping. Keep clapping. Now, right now, all that are out before the altar of the Lord and all who are standing on their feet for Jesus, they are the Faith Tabernacle. Lift up your right hand to heaven. Lift up your right hand to heaven. With your heads bowed. And pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart tonight. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Tonight, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. By your grace, I shall serve you for the days of my life. Thank you. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Lord Jesus, I cover everyone that prayed this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Preserve them to the end. Keep them away from the reach of the enemy. Grant them grace to be established in the faith. And keep them going to make heaven at the end of the day. Grant each one of them grace to live the overcomer's life. Satan shall no more have dominion over you. I declare you from today an overcomer. You never miss your steps. May the blessings of stewardship start speaking in your life as you start engaging. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. 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 Amen. Please complete the little slip they gave you. We love to be part of your joy and help us of your faith. Grant us that privilege to do just that. Amen. Are you ready? The moment your heart is set to align, God begins to confirm his word. Please stand to your feet. How many desire to renew their covenant of fruitful and tireless kingdom advancement endeavors tonight? How many want to renew their covenant? Some have never made it. How many want to enter into that covenant tonight? There are many in this church and around the world, in various churches, who have entered their era of rest. You will enter today. They are never apprehensive about anything. They are not agitative. They just live in their life as if they were dead. As you enter into that covenant, that's your new realm. And guess what? When you enter into your rest, God takes over your battles. He said, the Lord shall fight for you and you will hold your peace. That's what makes you an ever-winning believer. As you enter into that covenant and you enter into all that rest, God takes over your battles from there. 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 And when God takes over your battle, you have won. Can God lose a battle? No. Will God return defeated from a battlefield? Sir, God is taking over your battle. Yes. Before the Lord, lift up your hands all around the world and renew your covenant of fruitful and tireless kingdom advancement endeavors. Fruitful and tireless engagement in advancing the kingdom of God on the earth. Fruitful and tireless kingdom advancement dreams that keeps enlarging your coast of fortune. Come on now, receive it. 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 Now speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Let's come boldly to the altar. Grace, so we can obtain mercy. And find grace to help in the time of need. I'm not backing out. I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm not backing out. It was in your heart to build me a house. You will do well because it's your house. It's your heart. Whatever is in your hand today, it will put in your hand tomorrow. Whatever is in your hand today, it will put in your hand tomorrow. If it's in your heart, it will soon reach your hand. If it's in your heart, it will soon reach your hand. If it's in your heart, it will soon reach your hand. If it's in your heart, it will soon reach your hand. It can't be your heart and you miss it with your hand. Pray that prayer, everybody. I must begin to win your commendation, Jesus. I've had people commendation all my life. I need your commendation. When God commends, he changes the story of the commended. I need your commendation, Jesus. Your commendation will keep changing my story. Well done, that good and faithful servant. Change level, change level, change level, change level. I must win your commendation this time. I've won the applause of people. I must win your commendation. Your commendation means I change your position. I must start winning your commendation from henceforth. So help me, Jesus. 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 If it's in your heart, it will reach your hand. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. And help me, Jesus. You can't miss it in your hand if it's in your heart. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. This woman will help you. Someone was going out to the mission field, and I said, Jesus, if I have a pigeon card, I'd like to give to this man. The following day, somebody brought me a pigeon card. Following day, it was in my heart. I never touched the key. It went straight to what was in my heart to do. It was in my heart yesterday. God made it happen today. It was in my heart yesterday. He made it happen today. It was in my heart years ago to start building churches. We're involved in it today. We're involved in it today. It can't be your heart today and not reach your hand tomorrow. What is in your heart for the kingdom? What is in your heart for the kingdom? What's in your heart? that my daughter said they started going after children that are out of school to bring them back to school. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? What's in your heart? Me. That's why you are going down. You won't go down anymore. Amen. You'll never go down anymore. Amen. Nothing will go down in your hand anymore. Amen. So start from where you are and you have what it takes. All you need is your heart. Your heart. God is not eyeing your money. It's your heart. It's your heart. You can't turn your heart to him and not make your mark. It's your heart. Therefore, for anyone who has genuinely entered into that covenant tonight, and those who have genuinely renewed their covenant, grace to keep going without looking back, receive it now. Yeah. Receive it now. Yeah. Now, watch. I've listed just a few of those benefits. Whatever is missing in anyone's life of those benefits, whatever is missing in anyone's life from those benefits, I command instant release tonight. Therefore, every assault of sickness is cursed. Every threat of death is crushed. Every terminal disease drops off your body. In the name of Jesus. Listen. I was not joking. The Holy Ghost came down. Number your number. If Jesus tarries, what number of years will you be satisfied with? Lift up your two hands. And number it before the Most High God. Number it to God. That's a release of the covenant of good old age tonight. In Jesus' name, what thou seest write. Take your Bible. Look for a page there. All right. You don't have a Bible, take your system. Write it there. What number have you numbered that you truly believe? Based on two scriptures, Exodus 23, 25 and 26, and Psalm 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Write it somewhere, put today's day there. It's your package for tonight. It's your package for tonight. And no matter what you write, no one will bury their children. In the name of Jesus. The assault of untimely death is over your family. Every life-threatening disease is caused from the roots. Reject
generational curse of untimely death is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift it up before the Lord. This is the number your spirit has asked me to number tonight. And this I believe. Because you are a covenant keeping God. This I believe. Because we're a covenant keeping God. The fear of death is over. The fear of death is over. The fear of death is over. Death is swallowed up in victory. The power of death is destroyed. No road accident. No domestic accident. No air crash. No boat hazard. No arrow of the wicked will cut short your life. Every arrow shot in your direction, return back to sender. Anyone who will stand on your way will go down for you. Just don't step out of that covenant of tireless, fruitful kingdom advancement and divorce as a lifestyle with utmost delight. Wholesome desire. No devil can terminate it. A young lady came up here to testify at 110. She said, how do you know you're 110? She said, I was 30 when I got married. And my son is now 70. Come on now. And he waited for 10 years before he had the first child. So it was clean. 110 years. Bible days are coming back. You'll be numbered. Your family will be numbered. The last assault of untimely death anyone saw in their family is the last we know. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. For anyone that is sick anywhere around the world today, either in their homes or hospital bed, that are connected to this service tonight, I decree your instant healing. I decree your instant rescue. The battle over your head is declared won. The battle over your life is declared won. In the name of Jesus.